I was going to throw up.
Caitlin Cross, you're up. We had a slight change. Your girls are coming on right after you, but you're up first. Go straight out. Caitlin Cross on stage in 5, 4, 3.
The roar hit me like a tidal wave as the spotlights picked up my arrival. Movement had me turning to the man waiting out there in his own spotlight.
For the first time ever, Gibson Cross and his daughter Caitlin from Torched will be performing together right here for you tonight.
I was going to do more than throw up. 1,000 thoughts collided in my head as the crowd lost their goddamn minds. This wasn't supposed to happen. Nothing on the schedule indicated Dad had even been invited, much less agreed. Why the fuck hadn't Teddy warned me?
Hey, sweet kitty.
Dad said, his smile warm as he gazed across the stage at me. If not for the microphone, I wouldn't even have heard him. As it was, I had to wonder if I was making it up. His guitar was plugged in, so he wasn't exactly walking toward me. That meant I had to go to him. The slam of my heart was not the metronome I wanted to perform against. In the rush to get me out here, they'd pressed a microphone into my hand. But I didn't have a guitar. That sent another spasm of pain through my chest. It was just the two of us on the stage, no band to back us up or hide behind. Staring at Dad, I couldn't tell if I wanted to scream or to cry. Maybe both. He'd pulled his long hair back into a tail, keeping it out of his face. There were streaks of gray that caught the lights. Those, along with the lines around his eyes, were a testament to the passage of time. I didn't remember the crow's feet being so pronounced. Then again, the stage lights had never been kind to anyone. It was why we did makeup and hoped we didn't sweat through it. Dad, I said, only half remembering to raise my microphone. The single syllable triggered another wave of applause and wild screaming. I was going to gut Teddy with a spoon. If I turned around and stalked off this stage right now, the girls would back me. I was pretty sure the guys would too. For one seemingly endless and painful moment, I wondered if they'd known he was coming. If they'd... No. I closed my eyes, forcing myself to take a long breath. No, they hadn't known. Their anger and regret had been tangible. It was real. I couldn't leave. Whatever we ended up doing out here would set the tone for the rest of the night. Tonight wasn't about me. It wasn't about Dad. It wasn't even about all those people out there in the audience or watching on screens. Tonight was about Penn. My throat locked up, even though I kept putting one foot in front of the other, moving across the stage. Fueled by the practice of performing on so many stages over the years. The only difference right now, I was flying solo. Dad definitely didn't count. But if I faltered, my girls would be here. Aubrey and Yvette weren't more than a few dozen steps behind me. I hope you have a plan, I said, not quite trusting my voice not to wobble. But it came out a little husky. 'Cause I didn't even know you were going to be here.
Yeah,
Dad said, his smile almost sheepish. Enough that I might have bought it if he hadn't glanced at the audience.
The producers wanted to go for a real moment.
I snorted. A real moment? The crowd had quieted some as if they hadn't expected us to talk. Well, they weren't alone in that. This is Hollywood, I reminded us both as I came to a stop just a few feet away from him. We had to put on a show. Nothing here is real. His gaze locked on mine and I lifted my chin. There were cameras. They were all over the place, including one guy who was all but crouched at our feet. Every nuance of this interaction was going to be available fucking everywhere. But I could play my damn part.
Maybe so, sweet Katie.
Dad said, the slow roll of his voice looping around me like a hug he wanted to offer.
Never was a big fan of Hollywood. Although you're still my girl, right?